Senator, I'm going to start with something you brought up that I know you've called on several times, and that is prescription drug monitoring program. You have called several times on Governor Eric Greitens to call a special session for PDMP. At this point, he is not. He still could. You brought it up today. Talk about that, and also the fact that Holly Rader, a Republican, is the bill sponsor on that.
Yeah, I think Holly Rader has done a great job, a Republican from down in southeast Missouri, who has really pushed to try to get this across the finish line. I'm astounded that we are the only state in the union that has put out a welcome mat for heroin dealers. I do not understand it. It is really mind-bending. It is the biggest public health crisis this country has faced in many years. More people in America are dying under the age of 50 from heroin than any other cause. And this prescription drug monitoring program is an essential step in trying to get a handle on this crisis. So I can't imagine what topic for a special session would be more important. I mean, these kids are dying all over the state, in rural communities, in urban areas. It is truly an issue that I think deserves to be a priority, and I'm hopeful that the governor would recognize that.
If I may follow up, Representative Rader, I know, testified before your committee in Jefferson City on the bipartisan bill. I know you've called on the governor to do it. Have you actually had a chance to talk to him, A, and B, if you haven't, what would you tell him?
I saw him briefly at an event at Boeing. And it was being discussed by the press that was talking to him, and we didn't really have a chance to talk about it directly. But I would say, you know, we do not want to. There's many things that we may not want to do when other states do it. But if 49 states have taken this step, there's a reason why. And I don't think that we should be stubborn, especially since we're facing down a killer, which is this drug that is devastating families across our state. So I'm hopeful that he will call a special session for it. I'm hopeful that the Attorney General will engage and get busy on this subject. I mean, I'm investigating the opioid manufacturers, which is great. I know that the Attorney General has filed a lawsuit also, but they have a bully pulpit in Jefferson City, and I would hope that they would prevail on their colleagues that hold great majorities in both houses to get this across the finish line.
One issue you didn't address, or one thing you didn't address on a question from someone outside, was the welcome mat for pro-life or anti-abortion, however you want to phrase it, people in the Democratic Party. This woman seems to was asking you why there are no pro-life Democrats left. Do you think
there are pro-life Democrats?
Do you think that in the Missouri Democratic Party would have more success or has become so polarized on the abortion issue that it is impairing the success of the Democratic Party in Missouri?
I disagree with anyone who says that someone who is pro-life cannot be welcome in the Democratic Party. I fundamentally and totally disagree with that. I have pro-life colleagues in the Senate. I have Joe Donnelly and Bob Casey and many Democrats have been elected throughout the years and from various states that are against women's reproductive health choices. I think we should have a very, very open tent, and I would welcome anyone. In fact, we are actively recruiting people to run for the Missouri legislature who have a different view on this issue than I do. I do not believe that in any way our party should, as you say, pull up a welcome mat for people who have a different point of view on that.
You've made it a point to visit rural areas that you said you might not have as much support in. How do you think that might impact you when it comes time for these people to go to the polls and vote?
Well, the most important thing is for me to show respect. To show up and show respect and listen about what's on their minds. I'm a realist about this. I understand that I'm not popular in every part of the state, but that doesn't lessen my obligation to show up and to show respect, and that's what I'm trying to do, and I'm going to continue to do it. We're going to have a lot more town halls this summer. I don't know what the record is for town halls in 1 year by a sitting U.S. senator, but I'm pretty sure we're going to break it.
This format you set up, is it intended to prevent the chaos that occurred in some of those 2010 town halls, people shouting back and forth at each other?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've figured out that most people who come to town halls want an honest exchange. of information. They want to ask questions, and some of them want to put me on the spot. I've got several questions today that put me on the spot. That's fine. That's what you should be doing. You should be responding to any question that people want to ask you. And I think it's fair. I think people get a sense that it's fair the way it's done, that no one is being left out, that no question is being put aside and not answered. So I think that contributes to, frankly, when somebody does start to try to be disruptive with this kind of format, the crowd kind of reacts and says, no, don't do that. You're ruining it, you know. So I do think it works much better.
What do you think of the special sessions the governor has called thus far and kind of the length that they've gone, the topics that they pertain to so far? Is it worth the money for taxpayers?
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure I understand the point. It feels very political. It feels like this is a politician trying to get attention on an issue rather than really trying to get down to the really hard work of how we fix the budget in Missouri, how we build roads and bridges and some of those things. So it feels political to me.
Senator, what's your reaction to Ann Wagner saying she's not going to run, and now you don't have a clear Republican front-runner opponent facing 2018?
One politician has taken a pass. I'm sure another politician will step into the void and run, or maybe several of them. It appears from what I've heard today that there's a number of them considering it. I've been told that the treasurer has told people today that he's running. And so that would be Eric Schmidt. And I know there's a lot of other people talking about running. So we'll see. I'm going to keep my head down and keep working is what I'm going to do.
I haven't had a chance to ask you or talk to you since Congressman Scalise was shot at the baseball mm-hmm. field. Your reaction to that, and I know Congressman Cleaver has had some death threats. Congresswoman Wagner, who you disagree with, she's told the Post-Dispatch that people had drawn like chalk marks outside her, of a body outside her home, that her interns have been threatened. Your thoughts on these threats that seem to be going to both sides of the aisle?
Yeah, I think most of us have been threatened. I frankly was probably threatened more when I was a prosecutor than I have been as United States Senator, but several years ago someone came up and wrote "Death to the Traitor" on my garage. So it is part of the job that people get upset and say things. I hoped that that moment would help us heal a little bit, how much we're at each other's throats in Washington. It appears to have had some impact. Probably not enough. But the one thing I want to make sure, I don't want to stop doing my work and getting the most important input I can get in my job, which is face-to-face with my constituents. So I'm not being critical of anyone who has a large security detail, but when you have a very large security detail, it's very hard for people to come up and talk to you. And, people, my focus group is the produce section at the grocery store, you know, where people come up and tell me what they think. And I really value that. So I don't want us to overreact and, you know, put ourselves in a bubble or a cocoon that makes it harder for me to stay in touch with the people I work for.
She's got time for about one more, guys.
Senator, you said you're trying to survive in the Senate still as a more moderate Democrat. What gives you confidence that that'll help you get reelected in the 2018 election?
Well, I don't know that it will. It's just who I am. I mean, I believe in that. I always have. I'm not a my way or the highway kind of legislator. I think we should be talking to one another, and that's how we get the best work done. The best bills that have the most lasting impact in this country are the bills that are bipartisan. I think it was unfortunate that the Obamacare vote ended up being all Democrats. I think it weakened the support for the bill in a way that was damaging to its success. So I just think that's the way we should work in trying to find compromises and work in a bipartisan way. I don't know if the voters of Missouri will say that's old-fashioned now and it's not what they're looking for, but it is who I am, and I'm just going to be who I am.